Listener Emma feels like she's dating two different people. She only wants to be dating one. How does she separate? Is there a chance? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, besties.
Hey.
First, I love your show.
Aw.
Helps me start my day off right. Thank you, Macho.
Thank you, Macho. You think it's Mucho?
Mucho. Thanks, Mucho.
Thank you, Macho.
Anyway, need a little help over here. I met this guy at a party a few weeks ago, and on paper or on phone, he is amazing. His texts are great.
Sure.
Flirty, quick-witted, makes me laugh out loud like a lunatic.
Sure.
The man is basically Shakespeare with an iPhone.
Okay.
But Ben and Kelly in person?
Yeah.
It's like someone hit the mute button.
Mm.
He barely talks, he gets awkward, and the chemistry just kind of evaporates.
Okay.
And I have to say, I hate to say this, but his kissing skills?
Oh.
Think confused goldfish meets CPR training video, LOL.
Wow.
Oh!
That's funny.
It's honestly giving me emotional fits because I know he has a personality because I've seen it. It's just living exclusively inside his thumbs. So I guess my question is twofold for the ladies. Have you dated a guy like this?
Uh-huh.
Does he eventually come out of his shell, or is this just who he is?
Mm-hmm.
And guys, if you are this guy, can you change?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I basically dating two completely different people and only one of them is dateable? Because right now I feel like I'm in a relationship with his phone, and occasionally his silent, awkward cousin shows up to dinner. So please help.
Wow.
Oh, that's
okay.
Tough.
Yes.
It sounds like the nerves kind of take him over in person.
So you have had experience with this where, like, a guy that you dated, like, a long time ago was really charismatic, like, on email, text, and things like that, but not necessarily in person, right?
Well, yeah, we had, like, the deep conversations on text, but then in person, not
there
so
wasn't much.
Much
to talk about.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It was odd.
All right. Yeah, part of me thinks, okay, yeah, sure, like he'll come out of it unless he's getting help, like Amy from Eminence rolls in and says maybe like ChatGPT is writing all his text for you.
I mean, that has been a common thread in the show. ChatGPT taking over. I don't know. Yes. Have you ever heard of the movie Roxanne with Steve Martin? That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, that's, yeah, a movie from the 80s.
Yes.
Where he kind of helps this other guy deliver lines to a woman.
Right.
And
she
falls in love.
Because she loved how he
wrote. Yeah, she falls in love with the words he says.
Right.
And not necessarily the guy, because when they get alone, the guy doesn't know how to talk.
Yeah, clams up.
Eloquently, like the, you know, whatever.
Well, and Brian's suggesting maybe someone else is writing his texts or a playbook from online he's using to write it.
So, anyways, like where do we go from here, I guess, is the thing. It's like, we don't know how he's writing these texts or like where the texts are coming from. We can only assume that they're just coming from him, and then he just clams up when he's in real life.
Yeah, is he just still nervous around her? Like, will that ease?
Will that fade? Will that
they spend more time together?
Yeah,
I think only time's going to be able to tell that.
Right. I want to say you got to just spend human to human contact and have time with them in person, and really,
because
it's
only been a few weeks. They met a few weeks ago, so I think it's still new.
Yeah, develop that camaraderie and
that
chemistry and the rapport in person. And let and see if that comes around, you know? And I guess that's what my suggestion would be. So,
it's hard to tell.
I don't know. Have you dated this person? Are you this person? 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story, how, you know, what your take is and all that with group therapy. So, our listener Emma is in a relationship she feels like with two different people. It's 99.7 DJX, group therapy, and one of them is very charismatic on text, but in person, he's kind of like a dud. And she's like, they've only been seeing each other for like a couple weeks.
And yeah, she's like, it's really new. She's just kind of starting to date him.
Right.
So this isn't like a full-fledged, you know, super serious relationship just yet, but she's just kind of trying to weigh the possibility of it becoming that because of this.
And it's one of those where, is he going to grow out of this? She's just still learning about him. Andrew, the love doctor, calls her show all the time. Not a real doctor, but I wonder, Andrew, have you ever been in this situation where, you know, you are that guy?
Well, you're talking to the love doctor, so that's a no. And I can sum this up really quickly. Kelly, let me ask you a question. Kelly, have you ever seen a pair of shoes when you go out and you love the way they look? Yep. Love them, love them, love them. But once you put them on and wear them, they're like nope, not me. Don't fit.
You gotta wear them for a little bit, and they're not comfortable, and then you get out. You get a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on here. I don't know. He might be writing them himself, but the bottom line is I think that's just who he is. He's not that social person in person. It's easy to hide behind a keyboard or a thumb, as she calls it, but unless she just continues to go out with him a little bit more and maybe a little bit more personality comes out, I just think that's who this guy's going to be. So I think she probably just needs to move on, honestly.
Yeah, if she needs a very charismatic in-person type of person, then...
Yeah, you can tell by the way she writes that she's really outgoing and really
exactly
funny.
That's exactly right.
Witty.
She shows it when she's out, too. He doesn't. That's just not probably who he is, guys. I'm sorry to tell her that, but it's the truth.
All right, you heard it from Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you, sir!
Keep on loving, guys.
Though I may not agree entirely, because it's like you still just need to get to know him better.
Yeah, I think there could be an aspect of that. So I would give it a little bit more time just to see if he does kind of come out of his shell a little bit. Sean says, I feel like I'm the person who's more entertaining on text. It's more social anxiety, I believe. It's easier to be more outgoing through text rather than in person. In text, you can sit and think about what you're going to say as opposed to having to just respond immediately in an actual conversation.
Right.
I think after a while, I start coming out of my shell and I talk more. In text, I'm outgoing, I'm joking around and everything, but in person, I'm kind of the guy in the corner not talking to anyone at first.
Yeah, Steve's kind of agreeing and saying, look, most younger people are more comfortable through text or even on the phone than they are in person. Just with online dating, and then especially, you know, after the pandemic and all that stuff. It's just that way. So, interesting.
Yeah, people, I think, kind of forgot how to interact in person for a lot. And especially if you were a younger person still, you know, growing up and developing those skills. Yeah. I totally get it. So maybe we give him a little bit more time.
I was going to say, I feel bad saying cut and run now.
Let's give him a chance a little bit more. See if he opens up, if he feels more comfortable around you.
Right. Right.
It could just be a comfort thing. He's just still nervous.
Sure.
Maybe he really likes you.
Sure.
And he doesn't want to screw it up.
And all it takes is for him to give you like a little glimpse of that in person. You know,
right?
If he can give you a little bit of the quip or the charismatic sort that you see on text, in person, even just a little bit, then it's like, okay, it's in there, and that's
maybe
something maybe that can help.
Will improve too.
I forgot about that.
Because
what'd she describe it as? Goldfish said, meets CPR training video.
Yep,
all right, well, whatever.
Maybe that will kind of improve if he starts to feel more comfortable around you too. Just give it a little bit more time, and then you know, if it doesn't seem like it's going to come around, then maybe we think about moving.
Yeah, but give him some more time. I think that's fair. All right, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Coming up.